Disclaimer, the following program is a shit show, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. This program is not intended for children, as this program will be filled with foul language, poking fun at everyone and everything. We can't help the ridiculous things that come out of our mouths, and no one and nothing is off limits for us. No need to send us hateful comments or emails, we already know we're assholes. Plus, we won't read them anyways. If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this program. We highly encourage you to tune into a duller, less awe-inspiring program. Be prepared to be educated by the uneducated. With that said, please enjoy the show, God save us all, and please don't sue us.
Cock burgers well or medium?
Medium rare.
Atta girl.
Okay. You like a little pink. Atta girl.
Oh, it's limp.
Oh, you got to tighten the bottom. I forgot.
I just had to make a limp comment. You know about limp.
No, mine's not limp. Shut up.
You? Wow. Yeah, first she calls you bald, then old, and now limp.
Yeah, I'll show you Mr. Limpy.
Smack it across your
only
forehead.
Only if it's medium rare.
Well, it hasn't been cooked in a while, so it's it needs an oven to be put in.
He needs to soak it.
Yeah. I know. Poor thing. It's lonely.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Limpy's lonely. Any volunteers out there, please? Call 1-800-HELP.
Limp dick.
Limp dick. Shut up. Limpy dick. That's our episode. Welcome to Mr. Limpy Dick.
Yep, limp dick.
That'll be our new co-host one of these days. Papa Tony and Limpy Dick.
I'm going to make you a hand puppet. I'll put the googly eyes on it, too.
Oh my! The googly eyes.
Yeah. I forgot to bring them. I'm sorry, dear. Okay. I gotta,
it's been a while.
I know my daughter's got them, so we can put it on your cat's urinal. Urinal? Urn.
Wow.
You're trying to say urinal?
Urinal.
It's not a urinal.
That's
not a urinal.
In. Yeah, whatever. The ashtray, I call it.
Oh, my God.
You're just on the roll making fun of our laughs.
Well, no, she started snorting. I didn't even.
You know why? Because that tasty. I got to come up with a good name for it.
Ooh, you better put pink in it. So we'll think. Call it the pink canoe.
Oh, yeah, that's actually good.
Call it the pink canoe. There we go.
The
got
pink
a name
canoe.
For it.
Yeah.
There you go.
The pink canoe.
It's tasty. It's flavory.
Sweet.
It's sweet. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And you're satisfied when you're done?
Oh, I'm happy with that pink canoe. A couple more of the canoes
you
like
know,
that.
I can't wait to explain it. Your dad named this. It's the pink canoe.
That's a good name, actually. I just
bring your
it.
Paddles.
Yes.
Somebody yesterday made a comment about going to with a pink canoe. Like somebody was leaving, and then they were like, oh, yeah, he's going with the pink canoe.
Well.
Do they listen?
I was like, I don't know what that is.
We educate people.
Oh, giggles.
I'm telling you, I've been even quicker lately.
Because
of this.
I was going to say.
This is like good exercise.
Since you've been hanging around us for the last.
Years.
Almost
over a year.
Almost a year. No, no. I mean, as far as when we started the show, what, in April, August last year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So 10 months, technically. You've learned a lot. So
I really have.
So see, we're here to educate everybody. So that's
yeah, good. There's not many delays anymore.
Nope. Well, you're getting better. See, yeah, we were talking about that. I mean, I still say we're so grateful to have you because you're the perfect sidekick for us. So, we can't lose you.
I'm glad to
everybody
be here.
Says that. So one of my fun aunts listens to us, and I was laughing because she's like, you guys are funny. And I go, are we really? Or are you just being nice? Like, I thought she was like building me up, you know? And she goes, no, I was laughing. She goes, who's giggles? And I was like, I can't tell you. It's a secret. And she goes, who am I going to tell? And I was like, I don't know. You might get drunk and spill the secret. She started laughing.
Have I met your fun aunt?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah. You'll see her. You'll see her tomorrow at the bullfights.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who this is. Yeah.
No, it's people around here are starting to catch on. Not with you, but on our podcast thing. They, you know, so actually, I was telling this one yesterday, had a neighbor down the street that we were picking up soapage yesterday morning, and I was going home, and she was driving by, and we stopped, and we talked, and the conversation got on to the podcast. She thought I had mentioned that a while back. It was a joke, because I'm always joking with her, and she really said, "Are you kidding me?" Yeah. And I showed her. I said, "God, I really got to listen to you guys. I didn't think you. I thought you were joking." I said, "No, we're not." And so she's very another listener we picked up. That's all I know. So that's good.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And she's her daughter's works in your place. So I'm not going to mention names. But no, she always said, "No, I always thought you should have been a comedian, Tony." I said, "No, that's not that. It's just that we're crazy." And so she's very. Said, "I got to listen to it at work." So I said, "Just don't turn it up too loud so you won't get in trouble."
So if her daughter's not allowed to hang out with me anymore, I know why.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. It's right down the road. Yeah.
Knew it.
Yeah.
Knew it.
Knew it.
She nailed it, y'all. She nailed it.
Nailed it.
Right on the head. Just a dip.
Well, that's... if you do nail it, that's the spot you want. Hit. Make sure it's the head.
I like it was dead silent. Wow.
Okay, but I mean, it also depends on how you're hitting it, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it depends on the size of your hammer, I guess, too, huh?
For instance, last night.
Oh.
Wait.
Somebody got nailed.
Not that way. Okay, hold up.
That's why she was walking.
I take it back.
That's why
too late now.
No, last night I was getting like a pack of ice in a Ziploc bag, right?
Mm-hmm. For what?
An injury. Anyway.
To where? On you? Just
not
kidding.
On me.
She had an ice down, dude. She got too swollen.
And then this guy was like, "Dang, you're brutal. Like, you're aggressive with that. You just like pounded his leg with that." And I was like, "Oh yeah, next time, next time, watch out because I'll make sure to smack it on you to hit you with it or whatever it was." And he was like, "Oh, I said on your head." And break the ice on your head. And then he's like, "Which head?"
Oh.
Well.
What was your response?
I told him, whichever one hurts the most.
Good answer. Look at you.
I know.
Just a little pistol over here.
And then he said, it wouldn't hurt. I'm like, then that means you got nothing there.
Oh, boy. Well, he is technically wearing a helmet on one of them.
Huh? Oh! I got it.
I'm going to have to cut that out.
Speaking of me... speaking of me being quicker, whoops.
Boy, did that backfire, huh? That didn't last long.
Not at all. I just broke my headphones. Kind of.
I can tell you're having issues over there. It was fun to watch. I'm glad I got it on video.
I had to take my purse off.
I know. Did you think we were going to jack
it? Why? I had it on.
Oh, well.
She got nervous.
I know.
Yeah. She's like, in case I have to run out of here.
Uh-huh. You notice she's sitting farther away from me every time.
No. Pretty soon. It's not me. It's her. Me, she put it like this.
Okay. Here. No, you're fine. That's fine. You're still in the picture.
Sometimes her real voice will pick up on your mic.
Okay.
I try to separate her.
There we go.
Okay.
It's not to be mean.
Not to be mean. It's
to make my life easier.
Double. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You like to watch me play with the pecker.
Yes. You know how to close those peckers pretty good, don't you?
I've had some practice. You notice how I just smacked it?
He smacked the shit out of that pecker.
I was gentle, and then you just throw in a little smack.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Rocking on the Porch. If you want your pecker smashed, let me know. This is Papa Tony with Giggles and the pecker master, Mishy.
Oh, they're going to say pecker smasher.
Smasher, masher, master, whatever.
Masher, oi.
It depends on how much you piss me off.
Well, I mean, some people like to be pissed on, hey? That's why. That's okay. Nothing wrong with a golden shower.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Why? You never had a golden shower?
No, I don't plan on it.
I don't plan on it.
I mean,
I don't plan on it. It's fun. When you're in the shower with somebody else, you don't even know it's on you.
No.
It's warmer than the rest of the water.
Well, if it comes out 110, something's wrong with that person. So, no, it's not.
They're boiling inside.
If you're going to do it in the ocean. Just kidding.
Yeah, don't kill the fishes. Don't. Leave the fishes out.
They're all drunk. You're all sorry.
So how you guys been?
Great. Good.
Good. Haven't seen you guys in
better
a while.
Better now.
Thank God.
Now that I'm with y'all.
You. I do love being with you guys.
Do you really?
I do.
Is it because I give you liquor and food?
Yeah.
Part of it. It's part of it. Yeah. No, it's also just fun.
Well, you can let your guards down when we're here. That's the nice thing about it.
Nobody knows who I am.
Yeah.
And when I go home, that's nobody knows who I am either. So. It's true.
Your dog does.
I'm adopted? What?
Yes, your wife adopted you. No.
Fuck, I didn't know that.
No, my...
run!
Those are my parents. I need
I
to
said
know.
Your dog knows who you
oh,
are.
Oh, your dog. I thought you said I was adopted.
No, I didn't.
Your well, dog I am does. The youngest of the family, so maybe I was. Who knows? I mean, that'd be interesting.
Oh, we
find
all
out.
Are. No, you're not the youngest.
I'm almost the youngest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you were born first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right, because we talked about this, because you pulled your brother out by his pecker at the same time, didn't you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
It was his foot.
He kicked me out.
He kicked you.
You grabbed
I have a birthmark right here to prove it.
Wow. You guys must have battled in there for 9 months, didn't you?
I think so.
God, that'd be... okay, you guys are twins. Can you imagine the ladies who have triplets and quadruples and all that stuff? Can you imagine all those kids in there fighting all over that stuff? Oh, God. That's got to be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Man, is that thing ever going to snap back after it's all done?
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm sure eventually, but I don't think I'll go back to its original form.
Man.
Usually women who have three have a C-section.
Yeah.
Like the one, you know one that had three.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a C-section. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but back in the old
giggles
country,
with the hand gestures.
back in the old country, I don't during my time that wasn't you didn't hear about that because we were born at home. You either made it or you didn't. That was it.
That's crazy.
My great grandmother had triplets,
and they were all at home.
Only two of them survived.
And you know, in those days, my mom said it was the what do you guys call them? The midwife, like that. They would you would let her know, hey, it's time, and she would come along with her little basket or her purse, and that was it. There was no doctor visits. No, what do you guys do when you guys go to the doctor during their pregnancies for all that checkup shit? No, there's none of that. You guys just had them and went to work as soon as you were done.
Yeah.
God, those are tough ladies.
Right?
These ladies nowadays, God forbid, they got to take 6 months off from work because, I had a baby.
Well, dads could take time off too.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
So I got a question for y'all. Would you rather lick the pole in a subway car?
Ew.
Or be licked by 5 strangers on the subway?
Depending on what the strangers look like. If they were homeless, no. But if they were good looking,
Well, just to make it as worse as licking the pole, they're homeless.
Oh, God.
I still think I'd rather have them lick me. Yeah.
Where?
Ew. Just my hand, okay? Just on my hand.
You got real nervous.
Yeah, what happens if your pink canoe falls out?
Why would it fall out? It's pretty well attached.
I fucking can't with you two, dude.
Everything falls out of
her. Yeah, but she's not there yet.
Okay.
She still has time.
Yes.
I'm so confused.
What else is new?
Please explain.
No.
Oh. Why would my pink
canoffle? What, now you got a canoffle?
It goes with her cock.
Look who's confused. Now she's got a canoffle with a cock croaker. Cock burglar. Who was a snorter?
Oh, boy.
I just have water.
I don't know. Oh, man. Either way, that's nasty, but I don't know. I can't even answer that. The pole could be bad, but then...
No, I'd really rather them lick my hand so that I could go wash it than me lick a freaking pole.
Well, that's disgusting. That's true. I guess I have to agree with you. Yeah. If it's a part of your body like that, you know. It's not like they're licking your face or anything, so.
Or they're not going to lick my canoe either.
What if they want to lick your feet?
Oh, sure.
You won't let them touch your canoe, but they'll let them touch
my feet. It's fine.
You could suck the big toe, too, if you want.
Ew! Sucking is where I draw the line. His face!
Don't ever say that to a man.
I know!
Suck is where I draw the line.
I did not realize this question was going to bring out so much.
Well, you're the one that caused this problem.
I know. I'm fascinated.
Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
We're sticking with people then, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with y'all. They could either lick my arm or my foot. I don't know about the foot. I have a foot thing, but yeah.
No, they could lick my foot. It's even better than my hand.
I have a question for you, Giggles. Mm-hmm. So if they lick your hand and somebody offered you $1 million, would you lick your hand right after?
Ew. Yes.
Would you?
Again, it all depends on who the person is.
It's the same people.
Well, I've had worse things in my mouth, I guess. So I guess I can't.
What if they lick right here and then you're just like,
no, you have to lick where they lick.
Well, who's monitoring that? I can be like, yes, they lick right here.
I am. Yeah. What are you doing with your eye?
Tongue?
Are
what's
you getting a better look?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm going to go.
No, but look, what did she do with her tongue? She turned it sideways.
She got a dick eye, dude.
She's turning Japanese on us.
Oh, I have something in my eye.
Very, very good.
Oh. So now we know you guys can be bought.
Yeah. For $1 million, hell yeah. That's nothing. I'll spit.
What else would you look for $1 million?
She won't let nobody lick her canoe, but now she's now for $1 million.
So
that
she's
doesn't sound so bad. I mean, I don't have a problem.
She's a licker.
Yeah, atta girl. Put that tongue to good use. Don't let it go
apparently
to waste.
It won't suck, but I'll lick.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're, as far as I know, you're not a lesbian, but hey, who knows? You might change someday.
Ew.
Just check her liquor cabinet.
Oh my gosh, you know, You know the other bald guy at the church that runs around?
Yes.
I know. I can't help it.
Yeah.
His wife?
Yeah.
She's freaky.
I could see her being freaky because I don't see those two ever, why they got married. They're kind of like opposites.
They kind of are.
And I don't, you know, no disrespect or nothing. He's a nice guy. But
they're both really freaky.
Yeah.
Like the other night.
See, that's what I'm saying. Don't let
what
this.
What the fuck is happening in this town?
Not let this community fool you, dear.
No, I'm not kidding. The other, on Friday night. We were all over at...
They don't have kids, so they, you know...
No? Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a story, but we were all over at that one friend's house, and...
She eats them. She swallows them all the time.
After she left...
What?
There goes somebody's soulmate.
Damn it. I can't put this back on. Anyway, after she left, they were like, oh my gosh, she's freaky. She wanted, they're like, we think that she really likes you, Giggles. Yeah.
I could see that. I could see that. You know, I.
Is she hot at least?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah. Pass. She's full of love.
Yeah. Very full.
Yeah.
Extra love.
She's extremely lovely.
But she's
lovely. I like that.
She's a nice person.
Yeah, she's
but,
nice.
But she's see, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. That. Don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Like.
Don't judge a book by its cover. That's
no,
all I say.
Like, she was talking about orgies, and then she was talking about how, like, they turned it to me and they were like, oh, would you with a girl? And then I'm like, no. And then she's like, well, don't knock it until you try it. And it's just like, I'm done to the kissing part, but I haven't experienced the rest of it yet. And they're like, everybody else is there is like, dude, Giggles. Rebecca, they don't call me Giggles. They call me Rimberly, but.
You get yourself in some situation.
I do.
Ever since she came out of the alley, she's never been the same.
Okay, actually, the situations that I've gotten myself into have gone years back. It's just.
That alley is very dangerous. Once you go in, you'll never be the same.
Yeah, you come out a whole different person.
Oh, you'll come something.
Oh, we're the same amount of holes.
What?
What the fuck?
The same amount of holes. Why, are you planning on coming out with extra holes or what?
You don't get a sex change by just going in an alley. I don't know.
Unless they plug up all the holes.
I don't know what's at the end of the alley.
God damn, what kind of alley is this so I can avoid it? Shit.
She said a whole, I don't know, replay it. I don't know. She said a whole something, and I was like, oh.
A whole nother person.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, but you said we come out with the same holes.
Yeah, she said a whole other person. I said, no, you still come out with the same holes.
Thank you for that, because that's a great segue.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Old Ridiculous News. Today's newsworthy story is, man gets vasectomy when earthquake hits. He thought that the doctor was making a joke. At first, I was wondering if we were close to the train station or if there was something else that could be causing the room to shake like that, Alan said. Either way, I didn't intentionally think it was an earthquake because I'd never felt one before. But then his surgeon addressed the elephant in the room. When the doctor said, "Is that an earthquake?" I still thought it was a joke, and I thought that he was just trying to lighten the mood. After a minute or two, when things settled, he resumed to the procedure, and we all laughed about how we would never forget where we were when this happened. Alan decided he should share the experience on Twitter, not knowing that it would go viral. Alan wrote, "A fucking earthquake happened in the middle of my vasectomy," to which somebody replied, "Mother Nature with the best these nuts joke in the human history." I feel like Alan should have responded with, "I'm a vasectomy survivor. I kid you not." You think Alan would be the next Christmas tree? His balls are just for decoration. What was that last line? A little snippy?
A little snippy. Good. Very good. Very good.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get through that line. Is it bad? that when you laugh more at your own joke?
Well, I mean, you know what's coming. That's good. That's good.
That is
hilarious. Normally do. Yeah. I normally do know what's coming.
Well, I mean, I usually make faces, but that's okay.
You've seen your own face?
I let the person know something's coming on.
Yeah, so if you see any of those facial reactions in the future, run.
Run.
Or he's going to bukkake you.
Bukkake?
Yeah, remember we talked about bukkake?
Well, I had a few cockies in the booty, but that's okay.
Oh. So wait, what? You've had?
No, I've put...
okay. That's better wording. Yeah.
Let me rephrase that.
Let it come out.
We don't
right
play
way
that game, yes. Nobody touches my bukkake.
Wow.
That was good.
Up next, popping bunnies with teeth on. Oh, jeez. I haven't called you that in a long time.
Well,
let me try that again.
Yeah, try, yeah, that's
up a- next, popping bunnies with Papa Tony.
Okay. All right.
Fuck,
we're
going to
start
life
out easy today. And hey, guys. Okay, here we go.
You know, that's what he said on the first date.
That's right. All right.
You laugh because it's true.
What? What has more lives than a cat? A frog, because it croaks every day.
Oh.
What's the hardest part about eating a vegetable?
What?
Putting them back in the wheelchair.
Oh! I was not expecting that.
Me either.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm very impressed. That will make me laugh later, too.
You're going to go to hell, not me.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the heat, though.
As a kid, my dad used to put me in tires and roll me down hills.
Yeah.
Those were good years.
That took me a second. But I did do that as a child. They were not good years.
I know.
Those were too expensive too for expensive us.
And last but not least, what happens to an illegal parked frog?
What?
It gets towed away. Oh. Back to you, Giggles.
Don't say sorry.
No, I love it. The vegetable, dude.
I can't get over that one.
What's sad is I'm going to look like I'm at an actual vegetable like broccoli and be like triggered like, oh.
I totally wrote that one down.
Shut up. I got to tell all my friends.
Yes. Give me a microphone. At the, no, not this one.
Well, it would have to be that one.
Yeah. No, give me a microphone at the bullfights. Uh-huh. I will announce this joke.
You're on the middle of the praça.
Guys.
I feel like it would be crickets and I would be the only one laughing.
Oh my gosh. That's so great.
So we're going to cue the projector. It's time for some movie magic facts.
Magic Mike?
No.
Oh.
I didn't find any facts on that one. I probably should have Googled something like that. But do you know that the word and the symbol and mean different things in movie credits?
What?
So if there's two writers and the names are joined with the symbol and, that means that they collaborated. And if it says and, the actual word, A-N-D, that means that they worked on the script at different times.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Why are you
so
trying to
oddly
educate
specific
me for?
Because now when you watch TV or a movie, now you know.
Yeah, but the movies I watch, there's not much of a script.
So. Well, I know. It's usually like, hey, I'm the pizza guy.
Yeah.
Did you order pizza? I got your Subway
right
here.
I got your pepperoni right here.
I got your foot long. Or sorry, I got your 6-inch. I'm not talking about you. Don't get upset with me.
It's how you put it in the bun, okay?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so sidetrack. When I was buying the hot dogs for our barbecue tomorrow, the package actually says that the hot dog fits the bun. And the only reason I bought it was because it said that, so I could show you.
Yeah, yes, thank God.
That is great.
So it takes all the guesswork out.
Well, that's one thing you want to make sure your hot dog does fit your bun, Giggle. So if it's small, don't even waste your time.
Is that why you should test drive it?
Well, you got to taste a lot of hot dogs to make sure you got the right size.
Oh. You know. So I got that alley.
Boy, I'll tell you. Come back out with different holes. That's all I know. Shit.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of different holes, this has been on TikTok. It could be a joke. I don't know because I never Googled whatever. But there's one or some ladies that say, you got to try the fourth hole. And I don't know what they're talking about. Maybe am I missing something here? I don't get it. What the fourth hole is. And I don't know, think you guys know neither, but I was just kind of curious to find out. He said, oh, don't knock it in unless you guys try the fourth hole. And I'm saying, yeah, so that's something maybe you could Google down the road.
Come on,
and
what's the fourth hole?
You know.
Okay.
Hole and fourth.
I'll do it after.
No, that's
fine. I just thought of something for the second one for the.
No, that's fine. You're good.
Do you actually know the answers to your words? Because last time you didn't know the answers.
I do.
Okay.
I do. But it's more entertaining.
Okay.
But this time I know. Next time I'll make sure I don't know.
All right. Well, she Googles.
Okay. Remind me again, what am I Googling?
The fourth hole. Yeah, I don't know if they were just pranking people but it sounded like there's a fourth hole, and I don't know what part of the body it comes from.
I'm thinking I don't know.
Tell me what you think it is.
I wish I could tell you. I don't know. I don't want to say something.
I don't know. I feel like it's like the booty hole.
No, that's one of the three, but is there a secret compartment that I don't know about you guys have?
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out if Googles or Giggles can...
Googles?
That should be my name, Googles!
Googles, find out if Giggles knows.
Hey, Googles.
Hey, Googles. What does Giggles say, Googles?
Oh my gosh, that was freaking awesome.
So, Urban Dictionary has a couple of options.
Oh, good. At least we got an answer.
So, I mean, there's going to be a couple of them. But, according to Quagmire from the cartoon Family Guy, he says that the fourth hole is located behind the left knee. In reality, the fourth hole could be referring to a woman's urethra. Although penetration is difficult, it's not impossible. So sticking into the pee-pee hole.
You got to have a needle dick to do that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That would fuck up having to go pee. You couldn't hold it.
Yeah,
I know.
I didn't know. Maybe there is a thing. I don't know. That just caught my attention.
Then this one says a phenomenon where a woman... Say phenomenon.
I can't say it.
Phenomenon.
A phenomenon where a woman has just the right amount of fat on her ass and thighs that when she stands upright, a fourth fuckable hole is created where the butt cheek and the thigh meet.
I had a neighbor years ago. His wife had a few rolls.
She probably had 10 holes.
Well, he admitted it. He admitted it. He said that, I don't know if I'm in there. I just found something and I stuck it in, and that's it. So it was one of her rolls. He didn't know if he was close or not. But
maybe he had the fourth roll.
Well, I don't know. It was hilarious. But
Two more.
Good.
Slang term for a fuckable set of tits.
Okay, now I can see that.
Okay. I think that one's the most...
That's probably more accurate.
Yes.
Okay.
And then somebody said, too, that the fourth hole is the womb itself, granted if your dick is long enough to reach it.
Hmm.
Does anybody have a dick that long?
Doesn't make any sense what that is, but...
Oh, I'm sure there's guys. But that would have to hurt like a son of a bitch for you guys.
That sounds like infection.
You know, the funny thing is a lot of women, you know, some say, oh, size matters and that, but the majority of them say, no, I just want something this big. And
somebody that knows how to use it.
Yes, it's not how long it is. It's how you use it exactly. So it's not the length. It's the, what
motion
is it? The
of ocean, the ocean.
The ocean and the motion. No.
Motion of the ocean.
Something like that. So any more giggles?
Well, this
no, that's fine. You already answered my question. That's pretty good.
Yeah, this one says, you know what I honestly think? Because it started on Twitter, I guess.
I think it's on it's the boobs now. Now that makes sense.
Twitter, there was a guy who said, cheating on a girl who does all four holes is just greedy. I honestly think that this guy didn't know how to count.
Yeah.
And then it just sparked this whole conversation on Twitter where people were like, what are they talking about? You know.
Yeah, see, that confused me because I didn't know what they meant. I mean, but so now, but at least I got a clear picture of it, or at least part of it. Okay, I could see the booby thing. That's I guess that's one less hole you have to worry about.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Don't look at me.
You're fine.
You have a fourth hole.
I got four holes.
You're a very holy person. Praise the Lord.
Oh my God.
I would have to pay to have a fourth hole.
Oh, you could watch.
That's a costly hole.
Yeah. Someday maybe Moshka could donate theirs to you.
Can I have one of your D's, please?
we'll split it in half. Okay, very good. Thank you, Giggles.
You're welcome. I'm still finding things.
Can't get her on Google. She never stops.
Yep. I love it.
Yeah.
She's our fact checker.
I love it.
So did you guys know that British actors are usually cast in American movies as villains because we associate the received pronunciation with high intelligence and low morals? Isn't that kind of fucked up?
Say it again?
British actors are usually cast in American movies as villains because we associate the received pronunciations with high intelligence and low morals.
Huh.
Fascinating. I don't know what that means, but I think they're pretty good actors. That's all I know. Yep. Well, I always find it amazing how a lot of them, when they sing, they sound American.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they can use an American voice to make movies, but then when they're regular people, they got that strong accent from, you know, whatever. How can they do that? That is so, I mean, that's great, but I don't know.
They have dialect coaches.
That is so, you know, because some of the shows that I used to watch on TV, a lot of them were British actors, but you couldn't tell. You didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know unless you knew that, oh, yeah, that's not their real voice. It's crazy.
There was a show I used to watch where the girl was actually from England, but the show was here. So she would speak like us, right, without her accent. And then in one of the scenes, she actually used her real voice, accent. Yeah. And it was funny because it was kind of like a comedy show. And they're like, God, that was a terrible accent. And she's like, I'm trying. What do you expect?
That's
like, you know,
voice.
But it was so funny that was how she really talked.
It's her real
voice. I thought it was kind of cool. So have you guys seen Jaws 2?
I haven't.
No.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with y'all?
That came out years ago.
Yeah, Jaws movies are the best. Made me afraid of the ocean.
Yes.
So during the filming of one of the scenes in Jaws 2, the teen's fear and where she's crying because of the sharks that were around her, they were actually... The teen cries that the sharks were real as they were being circled by 15-foot sharks. So when you see the scene in Jaws 2 of the girl screaming, the teen screaming, that's real.
Real sharks.
Those are real sharks circling them.
No, thank
what?
You.
What?
No, thank you.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. The production crew was filming from a distance, so they thought that they were acting. They didn't see the actual sharks swarming them. So the production crew's all giving them thumbs up, like, good job, guys, we're loving this. And they're they're like, we're going to get eaten, like freaking out.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Because I know the movie, the real Jaws, of course, everybody knew it was a mechanical shark.
Yeah.
But no, thank you. No.
How scary.
I that's why I don't go in the ocean like you. I agree.
15 foot too.
I love the beach, but let the water, that's their home. Let them, yeah. I'll stay out of their house. Thank you.
I go about like.
I'll stay on the porch, but I won't go in their house.
I go the porch.
No, yeah. I'll stay on the porch, but I won't go inside the house. No.
I go about hip.
No, that's too close already. I'll put my feet in the water, and that's as far as I'll go.
Just remember, stand up.
Yeah. Yes. We short people have a problem with water.
It's dangerous.
It's very dangerous, especially when the pool's shorter than you.
So please tell me you guys have seen Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
No one's coming out.
Yes, I'm super excited about it.
Is Michael Keaton doing the thing?
They brought everybody back except for Winona Ryder's dad because he did bad things. So
okay. I don't remember who the...
Yeah.
But either way, I just saw the highlights on TV.
Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hare, and Michael Keaton, they're all coming back.
That's been, what, 30 years ago, the first one?
I think so, yeah, because like I was a little kid.
Yeah, I was going to say that's got to be years ago. But either way, go ahead. Sorry.
Still one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
I watch it all the time. Warner Brothers hated the title Beetlejuice, believe it or not. So Tim Burton suggested Scared Sheetless. Because you know how they put the sheets on top of them? And he did it as a joke. Fucking Warner Brothers loved it. But Burton had to put his foot down and be like, no, it's going to be Beetlejuice.
So they were going to call it Scare Sheetless.
Yeah.
I like that.
Isn't that funny?
That's clever. That is clever. That's good.
So have you guys watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey?
Yes, that's the best one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you know that he needed torture endurance training before he did the makeup for the movie?
Oh, that thing, that thing was heavy. The costume thing was miserable from what I heard.
Wow.
It took 8 hours every day.
Put it on.
Carrie said it felt like being buried alive.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Because if you look at it, he can only breathe out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Because his nose is completely covered. Well, I mean, like, there's like little holes, but I mean, the nose is so small. Plus the whole, like all the contact that covers his whole eye. And it's all little pieces.
We don't realize how these actors go through all this stuff. Isn't that crazy?
And then you act for how many hours?
Yeah, and then if you do screw up, you got to retake. And every day you have to go into the makeup and put that on.
And it takes...
Forever
to take it off, too. It's not just something you peel off.
They deserve all the money they get for stuff like that.
Yeah, he's such an incredible actor.
Yeah.
So, what about Wizard of Oz? The original Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I like that one. The dog that played Toto, he actually received a higher salary than many of the Munchkins.
What?
How fucked up is that shit?
The Munchkins got screwed in that whole time era of the movies. And that's so sad. But that's
right?
What it was, yeah. They were just, so sad.
Okay. What about Unusual Suspects? That was a good
movie. I never watched that one.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, there's a famous scene in the Unusual Suspects where they're all laughing during a lineup. And the reason that they're laughing, it's not because it was written into the scene, but it was because of Benicio del Toro. I know I fucked up his name. Sorry. He kept farting. So he farted like 12 times in a row. And they just, all the actors just start giggling because they were like, they couldn't believe it. They thought it was the funniest thing. And the director liked it so much that they were all cracking up over the serious scenes that's the one that they actually ended up putting in the movie.
You think about stuff like that. There's no way I could be an actor because I would be messing up all the time. It'd be so hard. They would hate me because they'd be doing all day long just to make one scene.
I know I'd have that stupid smirk on my face. Like, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh.
Don't look. It's too late.
And I saved the best for last. Jurassic Park. Y'all have seen Jurassic Park.
Yes.
So the sound that they use for the Velociraptor. Oh, fuck, I can't even say that.
Velociraptor.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
The sound that they use to make its noise is actually a recording of two tortoises having sex.
Sex, yes. I
no! Yeah,
no, that's true. That's true. I knew that one. It's the noise that they make. Yeah, Google it.
Yeah.
you know.
Now I'm curious. It's been a long time since I've seen
So when you get married, you could play that during the, on your honeymoon night.
Yeah, that would fool him.
That's like the mating ritual right there, huh? It's better than the rabbits. Just
don't knock the rabbits.
The rabbits are all, I was like, what is happening?
Then they pass out, have a cigarette, and get to go the next day.
Oh, oh, oh.
Wow.
That is awesome.
They added a little, they probably added Giggles' mic to it.
See? That's what your future husband's going to do when he gets to your pink canoe. See what you got to look forward to, dear?
I know.
See, she's.
I'm really excited for you.
She's got a grin on her face. She can't wait till she gets married now.
I'm really excited for you, Giggles.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll be there in the corner of the room helping you.
Yeah.
No.
We'll be shaking the bed.
Yes.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I think it was just the part at the beginning.
Oh.
Well, you'll never watch that movie the same.
You know, she likes to, you notice that she likes to watch animals having sex. So there's something going on over
there.
What's that song? Let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Here we go now. You and me, baby, we ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like we do on the Discovery Channel.
That's her favorite song. That's her favorite song, she told me.
You said.
I did not.
Yeah, she plays it every
day. You watch dolphins? You like those blowholes? What?
That's another.
Oh, yeah. I told you guys about how dolphins have sex.
I'm sorry, she said
I think
mammals.
She's missed her calling.
She should have been the, what's that guy who died? Irwin?
Oh, yeah.
Steve Irwin.
You should have been.
I loved watching Steve Irwin.
Yeah, I love this show.
He was badass.
Yeah, he was.
That guy was fearless, too.
He would scare me when he would jump into pools knowing that there were crocodiles or alligators in the muddy waters, yeah. And he's standing right in there, and it's like, oh.
It's like, crikey.
Oh, my God.
And he makes it look so easy. I would be shitting my pants.
Yeah, okay. No, thank you.
I need a diaper.
Okay. One of those buttons here.
Any day now. I like that she's looking at us. Like, what?
It's that one, right?
We only have 14 more to go.
Yeah, it's my segment. Okay.
What do you think was happening?
You know what?
Yeah, that's okay.
She was into her animal porn.
She got into animal bestiality.
You and me, baby.
Here we go again.
My mammals. It's still in my head. That's going to be in my head for a while. Here we go now. Dirty Minds.
Well, that's right up our alley.
Perfect. Perfect.
See just how dirty your mind is. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. I'm almost at the end of this list, so we'll move on to something else after. Number 11. I am passed from the best man to the groom.
No, we talked about this. We did this one.
You started
did
with this one?
Yeah, because I said...
Yeah, you started with 10.
This is 11.
Yeah, but you did 10, 11, 12.
What?
No, that's fine. Because I said it's the ring, and then you guys
said the wine.
No, but that's fine. You passed the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so then let's just do 13, 14. Sorry.
Okay, no, you're fine. No, you're good.
It's all good.
Yeah, you got involved with mammals, and
she
got distracted. Yeah, those
holes. I'm so distracted.
Well, it's all pent up.
It's my hormones. It's understandable.
Sure.
There was a miscommunication.
There was. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine, I swear.
Everything's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. You guys, a month from now, I'll be in the Azores.
I know.
I'll be on a plane going over there. Okay. Anyway, I know you guys are going to miss me.
Yeah.
Number 13. I don't know why that came into my head.
Just send us pictures of you in the alley.
I will.
Getting new holes.
I will make sure to show you a picture of my face
Yeah, take one of those circle lights that these models use.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we can see the better reflection, what you look like.
I will take a picture of my face before and
after.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll post it.
Okay.
With a bag over
it. And then I'll take a picture of his face.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
Number 13, I am an expensive piece of tail.
Ooh. I want to say escort.
I was going to say lobster, but...
Oh, I said escort, you said lobster.
I don't know.
That is true. That is an expensive fucking tail.
Well, I'll go with the lobster. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going
to... What did you say?
Escort.
Escort?
Well, that's true.
Like a hooker?
Piece of ass. Oh. Yeah, I like yours.
Yeah. What is happening here? Did we do a Freaky Friday switch?
You got to dine them first, then get the piece of ass. But go ahead.
Really? No. I didn't take you as that kind of a gentleman.
No, I'm, well.
What she's saying, she didn't realize you were a gentleman.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong on that, but either way, go ahead. Anything to keep their mouth shut. Go ahead.
Wait, you don't want their mouth shut all the time.
No. Yeah, that's why you got to stick your lobster in there.
His lobster tail.
That's good word
more of a shrimp, but
tail.
That's all right. You know.
Hey, I was trying to help you out.
I know, but hey, let's be real.
But, be
hey,
lobster.
Have you seen those big-ass shrimp, though? They're like...
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. So don't knock the shrimpies. Yeah.
Okay, so now you can get me off with feathers.
Dust.
Oh, that's like a kink.
It is good.
Oh.
But it's good.
Why am I always getting the right answers and you guys are going down the wrong
It's dirty mind.
Apparently you don't have a dirty mind.
Yeah.
Dust is dirty.
Just say the first thing that comes
dirty.
To your head.
Okay, say it again. Ask the question.
The first thing that comes to your head.
Yeah, well, it usually comes through it.
Your mind.
If you squeeze it hard enough, it'll come through it a bit. But go ahead.
Are we talking about pimples?
Oh, my God. It's not that small. Pimples. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I like that she's telling you to have a dirty mind. She's like, pimples?
I have a shrimp with a pimple head. What the fuck?
It must be the small
one. Jesus Christ.
How do you know what his shrimp looks like?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead. Say it again.
Okay, wait. So, I'm good with that one. You can get me off with feathers.
I still go with kink.
I would say, a fluffer. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
A fluffer.
Yeah.
Using a feather?
Yeah.
Like a dominatrix.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I don't know how I would feel about that.
Something that tickles your fancy.
Yeah, I wonder if I would be like, oh, or if I'd be like, no, don't do that.
Some people are, they're too ticklish. They probably wouldn't like that, so.
I'm not ticklish, but.
I'm ticklish.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the situation.
Yeah, I'm not neither.
No, I learned how
to. Tickle test.
You can tickle me all you want. I'm not ticklish. Yeah. I learned how to suppress it.
Opportunity.
No, I'm good at that too. You can tickle me. No.
Oh, I will laugh.
My brother used to tickle me until I used to pee my pants when I was little.
Oh, you had to learn.
So when I learned not to laugh and I didn't give in, then he'd stopped. He used to be all the tickle monster. Mm. Yeah. Fucking, it should have been the tinkler monster.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay, last one. The bigger I am, the louder you'll scream.
Ooh. Penis. It could either be like a oh or a oh.
Well, I have to, well, it depends on which hole, too, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so, I'll go with that one. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if it's in the back door and you weren't expecting it, I guess.
That's terrible.
No, it'll be tearing. You're right.
Yeah. What would you say to that one, Giggles?
Well, you choking on something?
I do have actually. A little.
Do you have an answer for that question?
She's blushing. Why is she blushing?
I know. She's thinking of which animal she wants to go with.
I know.
Okay, ask me again.
What's the question?
This one.
Something big that'll rip you something apart. What?
No, we're not ripped apart. You added
Don't
that.
Don't be big. That's going to scare
you. The bigger I am, the louder you'll scream. I thought of a penis, too.
Yeah.
I think that's the common word, common thing, common sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Surprise.
An orgasm.
Oh.
The bigger I am, the louder you'll scream.
There you go.
He's still thinking.
No, how do you mean?
What about a surprise? Like a surprise party or something?
Oh, yeah.
Or
a spider.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter what size. You're still going to scream, yeah.
You should have seen the big black one I got in a fight with in the backyard.
Yeah, oh, we had a furry.
Oh, no. I came and got the spray, and I was like,
I know.
Did a drive-by spraying.
Drive-by spraying.
And I ran like a little girl, and I was like,
No, I don't like spiders neither. Here.
You're like, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Dabble.
We had a furry one in our house.
Oh, like the little wolf spiders?
Yes.
Fucking hate those.
And then
they're hard to kill, too. Something crawling on you?
Wire. Making like something's crawling on my leg.
Getting ready to
it's
jump.
Not Papa Tony. Don't worry.
Yeah. I
can see both of his hands.
Where are his feet? Just kidding.
Can't see my left one.
Yeah, it's right there.
But
it's on your head. It's covering your other head.
Oh, that's true.
I'm just kidding. Can you do the rub? You have to pat, not rub.
Yeah, you pat your head, rub your
stomach. Yeah.
I can't do that.
I still can't do it.
You can't do it?
I used to. There we go. I could do it this way, but I can't.
See, I'm only up.
Yeah, now I can do it.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it's hard to do it.
I had to think about it.
Oh, well.
Anyway, next. I got you some tongue twister.
No, you got yourself tongue twister. I got a tongue twister. It's not about twats.
I got
it's
you a tongue twister okay. that I saw on a refrigerator magnet yesterday. Who wants to read it?
If a fud pucker could puck fud, how much fud could a fud pucker puck if a fud pucker could puck fud?
Papa Tony.
If a foot pucker could puck, how much fun could a foot pucker puck?
You sounded like a duck.
Duck.
That's a lot of fudge pecking. That's all I know. Yeah.
Do you want me to read it faster?
Yes.
I read it slow. If a fud pucker could peck fud, how much fud could a fuck pecker puck? If a fud pucker could puck, 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 fud.
Welcome to the park. Your turn.
I don't even know what this means.
Yeah, you don't know what a fudge pucker is?
What's a fudge pucker?
Google it.
Oh my
Hopefully
God.
It has images too.
It was something about the back door.
What?
He's a zoosh.
Fudge pucker.
You know, the back door has been the theme of
this really show. Has. Yes.
Oh, there's the Fuddpucker's Beachside Bar and Grill.
Isn't that Fuddruckers?
No, it says Fuddpucker.
Really?
Yeah, but we don't want to eat there. No.
It's in...
I don't want to eat there.
That special sauce.
No, it's all everything's chocolate. No, thank you.
Surprise, surprise, it's in Florida.
Oh.
Everything weird is in Florida.
You got to love Florida. There's never a dull moment.
No. Meaning... It's a foolish hippie. Apparently, it's a foolish hippie.
No.
That's what it says.
You're thinking of fudge packer, I think.
That's the same thing.
You ain't been pucked, fud puckers, then and now.
Where did that accent come from? Is that your redneck accent or what? Yeah.
It's a 34-year-old restaurant. Dang. Okay. Okay. That's what it says.
Yeah, I still like mine better. Fud and fudge, it's the same thing. Just two letters missing.
You got to use the accent that Giggles has.
Yeah.
Yep. If a fud pucker could puck fud, how much fud could a puck fud?
She throws the card away. Ah, not that easy, is
not
it?
Not that easy, huh?
At the beginning, it is.
That's all right.
I love that we start off strong and then it like falls apart.
That's all right.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave you with this. The Titanic is a great example of how just the tip can get you in a lot of trouble.
Oh, just because we haven't used this yet.
Hey!
Do women like when a man says that? I don't know. I'm asking as a... Not for a friend.
I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. No. Do you just like to go off of his facial expressions, knowing that he's almost there? I don't know.
It does. I mean, either one. It doesn't really.
It doesn't matter because I'm. Some people like to talk.
Because then you can be like, no, wait, hold it.
I don't like to be. I'm not much of a talker.
Yeah.
I don't like people like to have a conversation with. You know what? Let me concentrate what I'm doing. Yeah. Yes. I don't want to be carrying a conversation here. No.
Do you like strong eye contact? I'm like.
Did we talk about that?
Well, women don't usually close their eyes. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think that's what we talked about.
Problem?
Well, that's the problem because they don't want to see us guys having a good time.
That's not why.
That's true.
I think we're just enjoying ourselves.
Exactly. We both are.
Yeah.
You know.
Just in different ways.
Well, yeah.
Are guys fine with a woman closing their eyes?
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
It's almost there's a hole to fuck. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, one of the four holes.
Yeah.
They could be cockeyed for all I care. I don't give a shit. Their eyes could go this way and that way. It won't bother me. So.
You're all, hold on. I can fix this problem. And you put the googly eyes on there. Close your eyes, babe. Could you imagine? They're all... that would be very distracting.
That would be.
I think I would. I feel like I can't do this.
And the noise that they make, because you know they make a little like.
Yeah, when you get married, put them on your glasses and wear your glasses.
Get sunglasses on.
And just put them on your glasses.
Oh my gosh, what if you got those glasses with like the eyes that go like out there on the spring?
Yes, yes.
Oh boy.
Okay. Where are we at?
We need to wrap it up.
Oh, I love wrapping it up.
She said it, folks.
She loves bacon.
Honestly, I just love saying wrap it up. If you all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rocking on the Porch and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week, and don't let the door hit you with the good Lord split you.
I don't think we're stupid, are we?
Depends on who you ask.
I have read this now for 43 times, and you just now question this part?
Well, he finally listened.
I didn't say we were all smart. I just
see
said
what
anything.
Happens when you're present. Huh? You helped me write that.
I know. Okay, never mind. See you guys. Thank you.
Bye,
y'all.